takes me on top. He wears a coat, man, so everyone knows that he's cold. It's just a joke, man, and he's just there to play the show. See all those words inside of your head.
As you know that I tried to see through love and failed, but trust me, I tried.
For the past two decades, CJSF 90.1 FM has been the game-changing radio station people have tuned in to listen, share, discuss, and celebrate. From authors, actors, and entertainers to journalists, business leaders, and sports figures, CJSF has welcomed esteemed guests giving you the best in music, news, and spoken word, undoubtedly changing the sound of community radio since 2003. CJSF, diverse, independent, yours.
Pre-produced at my bottomless pit in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That was the big set there in this back-to-school episode of 2023. That set started with Masank from Vancouver, and then S-Max, who was from Pakistan. Both of those were particularly strong songs, but neither was show winner. Then it was New Fennec, which is somehow also not show winner. Stiff competition tonight, for sure. After Fennec was Anastasia Koop, and then it was Memory Garden from Emho. Then it was 11 straight rock tunes, starting with the UK's Far Caspian and then Being Dead, who are from Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas has three artists on tonight's show, which is notable. Holy Wave, Fennec, and Being Dead are all from Austin. Then there was more good stuff, all Blaylocks, starting with Deeper. That is a band name, Deeper. And then Grand Eugene, and then Die, D-I, Ivories. Die Ivories, and then it was show winner, Cherry's Jubilee by Tambourines, and then after that it was Baby Baby Explorers, from their album Food Near Me, Weather Tomorrow, which is my provisional favorite for this year so far. Then it was show runner-up, it was High School, one word, capital S, High School from Melbourne, Australia. They sound a lot like High School heroin addicts, and not just the name, and oddly enough, the High School Heroin Addicts album came out 10 years ago. It just goes to show that despite air travel, the internet, and other technological advances, Australia is still about 10 years behind the rest of us. Talk with any Australian, and they seem oblivious to it. It's weird. Great song, though. I do love what the Aussies do sometimes. Following that was Freak Heat Waves, and then, Freak Heat Waves with Cindy Lee, and then Lutalo, and then Thomas Flynn. If you liked what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. If you're in the campus community radio game, this episode and select others are available for syndication on Earshot Distro. I'm basically done. I have three more, and then up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
It's nothing to do. It's hard to explain. Just I know it when I see it, and I'm not seeing anything as sensual. Of course it really happens, but it isn't really common, and it barely happens anymore. It's a cycle, spinning round and round. It's never stopped. It picks up speed, just drop right noise. Too close, susceptible. Like everybody else, unconsciously continuing the same pattern as before.
there is so.